Well, in most cases, anyway, I know I would. I talk about real life situations, and especially when it's relating to the music. But again, my messages will always be positive. I don't do drama. I don't do religion. I don't do politics. I talk about happy things, you know, and I like to keep it that way. But radio gives me a chance to identify with a unique audience, you know, and it's different what they see live on stage than what they hear on the radio. It seems to me there's more of a connection. Call me crazy or not, but I feel that in
you're crazy
sometimes.
No,
there you go. Which is actually one of the songs on my first now shameless plug. But so, I don't know. It's cool. I love being on the radio. I really did, and I'm going to start that up in the next few months. I've been planning on that as well. You guys inspired me to do this again.
There you go.
Nice.
Going from the radio industry
right
back to the music industry,
right,
iTunes just announced that they're closing down. Yet vinyl is kind of having a renaissance over here
in
today's day and age. Are you a vinyl kind of guy? And if you are, if you could save three vinyls, what would they be and why?
Oh, my God.
No pressure.
Oh, that's easy, though. Sgt. Pepper.
Of course.
Back in Black.
Yeah.
Right? Keep it going. And anyone think of my last one?
I don't know.
You know, I'm going to let people guess. And I'm going to have people, if they can call in or type in, what's my third one? But I'll give you those two. So I'll entice
people.
Okay.
So, do we want to give, a hint of whether it would be, it would probably be rock.
Right.
It would probably be old school.
It's definitely old school.
Okay, there you go.
Definitely old school.
Okay, so rock and old school, and I guess we'll find the answer at the end of our interview
here. We'll figure something out. We're going to talk amongst ourselves. We haven't figured it out yet, but that's a secret.
All right, sounds good. Going into your newer music, right, I asked you before, off air, I asked you, what's one of the best new songs that you've come up with? And you said Where Your Words was one of the best ones. Could you give a little synopsis of what that song's about?
Absolutely. And I'm going to try to be serious. And I know it's hard because I got my most favorite cartoon characters, Tom and Jerry, staring right back at me.
Which is brilliant.
It's brilliant. But in all seriousness, Where Your Words is one of those songs that every time I perform, it hits home. I co-wrote it with an amazing Nashville songwriter who actually lives in Philadelphia, Bonnie Warren. And the song was inspired by true events. It was an article in Patch.com, which they actually wrote about us months later when we came out with the song about this young girl, Kalani, who was bullied so severely that she literally took Post-its and glued them to her body of all the names that she was called. And it's pretty devastating to see, and we're losing kids and losing people and losing musicians. We just lost another WWE person to suicide. It's just a toxic epidemic and narrative going on, and this song allows me to, again, spread that positive message that, you know, life is a beautiful thing, and you gotta be yourself, you know, because I always say, if someone has a problem with who you are, that's not your problem. That's their inner void, and they need to check themselves. They need to handle that. That has nothing to do with you, and we need to empower our kids, and parents need to do a better job at instilling these values in their kids, regardless.
So definitely a powerful song here on 90.3 WMSC Upper Montclair. We're going to play it right now, Wear Your Words, and we'll be right back with the end of our interview. Thanks for tuning in with us here on The Morning Buzz.
Call me nasty names, aim like arrows at my heart. You shouldn't be ashamed, who do you think you are? I'm building all my armor to protect my soul. You're just a bully, so here I am saying no. Oh, I won't wear those words. Shoot at me, I will show you how strong I can be. I've done nothing, nothing, nothing. Something better to do, 'cause I won't wear your words. What you say will cut my skin or leave me with a scar. This world is full of ignorance and you how strong I can be. I've done nothing, nothing, nothing to you. Can't you find something, something better?
You're listening to The Morning Buzz.
The Morning Buzz.
The Morning Buzz.
The Morning Buzz on 90.3.
90.3.
90.3.
90.3 WMSC.
WMSC.
WMSC Upper Montclair.
Upper Montclair, New Jersey.
Yes, you are. You are listening to the first Summer Morning Buzz of the year.
The initiation.
We are here with Manny Cabo. It's amazing to have you here. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Singer on The Voice, singer on The Voice, singer in real life as well, and photographer, motivational speaker. There's so much to you.
Everything.
There's some layers, yeah, but like I said before, you know, I have a job just like anybody else. I'm just fortunate enough that I could do it, you know, holding a camera or entertaining and singing and getting my messages out, you know, with my voice is always a cool thing, you know.